and welcome to our show Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we cover the liberation of Saint-Maxime during World War II. After years under Vichy and Italian control, the town was fortified by Germans. On August 15, 1944, the 45th American Infantry Division landed, swiftly overcoming defenses and liberating the town. Discover how Saint-Maxime was freed in this pivotal moment of history. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
On September 3, 1939, at 11 a.m., Great Britain declared war on Germany. At 5 p.m., it followed suit with France. Many people from Saint-Maxime were enlisted. On June 22, 1940, following a blitzkrieg, France and Nazi Germany struck an armistice. The Vichy dictatorship took control of Saint-Maxime, which was located in the inoccupied zone. Supplies were hard to come by for the residents of Saint-Maxime. The Germans attacked the inhabited zone in 1942, in retaliation for the D-Day landings in North Africa. The town of Saint-Maxime was under Italian military occupation. The residents of Saint-Maxime were able to live in harmony with the occupants in spite of the hardships and limitations of daily existence. The resistance increased. Saint-Maxime was taken over by German and Polish forces following the Italian surrender. German preparations were made for the anticipated seaborne landings. Blockhouses and anti-tank walls were erected in the town center and on the beach at Lanartel after the ground was mined. February 1944. Along with the church, which was currently being used as an ammo depot, the Germans evacuate the homes near the harbor. In the casino, the priest made a makeshift house of prayer. The port and the two shipyards were destroyed by the occupiers on June 6. The church vault sustained damages from a block of stone during the explosion. During the evening of August 14th and 15th, coded names of the beaches were revealed when Allied officers traveling to the south of France opened the sealed top-secret envelopes that had come with a good escort prior to the departure. In Saint-Maxime, in the Delta Zone, three landing sites have been selected. Red and Green Beach on the South Beach of Lanartel, Yellow Beach on Lanartel North Beach, and the Blue Beach at La Garonnette. At around 8 a.m., the 45th American Infantry Division landed on these beaches and encountered large defenses. Within minutes, the Allied tanks had broken through the German fortifications. By 8:30 a.m., the first wave had reached the town center. As they advanced, the German soldiers were captured. Arriving in the town around 9 a.m., the American soldiers encountered only a few snipers. A few German soldiers holed up in the church tower refused to surrender. All around the church, surrounded by a dense network of barbed wire, men and women of Saint-Maxime came out of their cellars and shelters to mingle with the American soldiers. Finally, a white cloth appeared. The Moors Brigade, on the other hand, kept the enemy at bay while the Allied force moved forward. On August 15, 1944, at around 4:30 p.m., the French army made the landing.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!